What's up, everybody? This is J Dog. We got a special treat for you. We got J Dog's holiday special that I actually recorded with a couple of guys from Ripping on the Rock and Roll podcast. You can hear that the original uncensored version on ROTRpodcast.com, but for my podcast, I thought I should make it more family friendly, so it's a little more Christmassy, I think, too. So I kind of took out the cussing and stuff. I hope you enjoy and have a good holiday time and New Year and stuff. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is J-Dog. This is ROTR Presents J-Dog's Christmas Special. And I got a couple guys here with me. We got Memphis Reigns over there.
Vroom, vroom.
And then looks like we got, is it John Milton? Looks like.
When it rains, it pours.
Hey. That's pretty funny.
Why is Cameron Poe exempt from this?
Why does he get to do this?
So, I know you guys only have three mics, and like Cameron can't participate because there's only three mics. Also, I told him about it earlier, and he said something along the lines of, that's f***ing stupid.
I mean, that's what I said, too.
I thought J-Dog didn't cuss.
I'll delete that later.
Gotta stay true to the character.
That's heckin' stupid is what he said. So this is all about Christmas stuff. So just gonna ask you guys some questions about Christmas. Like, what is the best gift you guys ever got from Santa Claus?
You guys remember the time when toys kind of matched popular movies?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Kind of thing. That's pretty good.
Do you remember when Dick Tracy was popular?
Oh, yes.
I got one of those walkie-talkies. Yeah. I didn't get the watch. I got the walkie-talkie.
Who's that?
I wanted that.
Who's Dick Tracy?
He just traced a bunch of dicks. That's what he's known for.
Ooh, that sounds a little
He wore a yellow hat and a trench coat.
Is that the guy who had like all the weird-looking people in them?
Yeah.
And, like, the faces were weird?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the names of those.
There was Mumbles. There was
El Pacino.
Flat top.
Yeah.
There was No Face.
No Face.
Oh, man, what was in place of his face?
No Face.
So was there just nothing there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was.
It was a terrible Nintendo game,
really
too.
Difficult for me to hide my contempt for J-Dog during this.
Nobody said you had to like him.
That's a little rude, but okay.
I love Dick Tracy.
Yeah, well, then you got Batman movie. Returns. Those are cool toys. You guys remember those?
I found one.
What did he come back from?
He had to poop.
I definitely distinctly remember having the penguin.
Oh, it's the penguin with the... it's not some kind of bird.
I mean, it really is.
You are getting so pranked again.
It really is like you become J-Dog, and I just hate you. I hate you. not even the character.
He even took the glasses off because he thought you were going to punch him in the face. but then Hook rolled around.
Oh, the Hook with the Peter Pan.
Captain stuff. Hook? Yeah, man.
How did you get that? You don't know any pop culture references and you immediately knew Hook?
Yeah, it's got Tom Hanks in it, right?
As what?
He plays Hook, right?
Okay.
He's like...
And who plays Peter Pan?
Who plays Peter Pan? Is that... That's the peanut butter. Who did play Peter Pan?
Why am I doing this?
I think it was Eddie Furlong who played Peter Pan. He's a pretty slender fellow, so I think he did a pretty good job at it.
Run Home Jack.
Yeah, that's what that movie is about.
Running home to Jack Daniels.
So what kind of gifts were you talking about?
Oh, for Hook?
Yeah.
I remember when I got a Hook gift. It was this sword that had a bell in it. So every time you went like this, it was like you're hitting another sword, like ding, ding, ding.
That's pretty cool.
That was cool.
Like getting fights with people with it and stuff.
Yeah, hitting little brothers in the head with it.
I don't know about that. That sounds pretty violent.
It sounds like a very cool gift. I know. Did you say something yet, John?
That wasn't my favorite. My favorite was PlayStation 1.
Ooh, that's what is that?
And I got, what is that?
It's like a slide and stuff that you
slide down. Yeah, it's a stationary play where everybody has a different part.
Oh, okay. It's been like Shakespeare and stuff like that.
Yeah, Shakespeare in the Park, PlayStation and Live 97, and then the following year, Metal Gear Solid.
Ooh, is that some kind of bike gear part or something that you put on the...
J-Dog, what do you know about tactical espionage?
Ooh, that sounds like a big word. tactical espionage. Is it like when you like sneak around and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's like you sneak up behind the enemies and you're like, hey, look over there. And then they look over there and you just like sneak past them.
Sometimes you choke them out.
Oh, I don't like that part. But
there's a cool part, too, because you get to pretend you're a box.
Yeah, I lived in a box for a little bit. it wasn't very fun, but I guess I could see it being fun if you like didn't live in the box that you were playing in and like didn't like upturn all your furniture and stuff when you're playing as a box, and it probably didn't smell like cat pee very much either. So did you say a gift over there, John? Milton?
Taco is a good one.
Or do you celebrate Hanukkah? Are you more of a Hanukkah household?
Oh, f***ing dare you. I got...
With the candles in the menorah.
Yeah. He's just let me say my f***ing thing. Okay.
wow, it's really...
I don't remember...
Aggressive.
I don't know what year this was, but probably... I was probably in like second or third grade.
That's not about right.
I got this Eliminator.
Oh, yeah.
Remote control car.
RC cars.
Oh, that's a cool looking truck you got with the big wheels.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you drive around in it?
Yeah, I still have it. It doesn't work.
The battery only lasts how long?
You got
to recharge that.
Yeah, I used the hell out of this thing, though. I mean, I beat it the fuck up.
Oh, so were you mad at it? Is that why you hit it?
Yep.
What? what did it do to you?
Yep. And then
did it say anything to you?
Crossfire, man. I remember that. That was badass too.
I've always gotten video game consoles very late.
Yeah.
The closest I ever came to getting one was when I got the PS3 for Christmas.
Okay.
And it was probably like 2 years after it came out. That was pretty nice though.
PS3 was that? Yes. Is that the third thing?
Yep. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, it's the
third thing. How'd you guess?
It's the third PS.
Does it stand for something or like?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, J-Dog, you ever get a Furby?
Oh, I remember those. You could like talk to them and they'd talk back to you.
Yeah.
They say stuff like... Which I didn't really understand, but apparently
my Furby had a speech impediment for some reason.
he would talk.
Furby was always talking like this.
That's pretty mean, you guys. but like, yeah, I would talk to the Furby and it would say like, "Hey, J-Dog, how's it going?" And like sometimes it'd say like, "You're a real big disappointment." I feel like maybe my dad talked to it a few times.
Oh, God.
Talk about like state-sponsored spying. Furbies. My brother had one of those and he just put it on his shelf for like years. And then all of a sudden in the middle of the night, it started like going crazy.
Oh, that's probably a ghost. Then you know, he probably possessed his doll.
Like, he sounded kind of like J-Dog. He's all like,
turn on me. I don't really hear it, but I guess to some people that might sound similar. So, in addition to the gifts, what kind of movies do you like to watch around Christmas time with like your family and stuff? Do you have a favorite? I know you're kind of glaring at me right now, Mr. Milton.
I saw Home Alone in theaters sitting in the front row.
Whoa. Was it pretty big?
Yeah. I was a little kid and I saw it was right, real big in my face.
Were you alone in the theater?
I was at a theater.
Oh, okay.
We saw both of them.
You saw both of them in the theaters?
On Christmas Eve, yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Is more than one Home Alone?
Yep.
What was it about?
It's about a kid being home alone.
Okay.
Does anything else happen? Or this sounds like a pretty boring movie.
Yeah.
You're just watching a kid in his house by himself.
Yeah, pretty much. The parents,
they didn't tie him up this lead time.
Singer of Simple Plan host a show where the something about that.
Okay,
because I listed a bunch,
a lot of f-ing notes.
Yeah, just different movies.
It seems like he was like
Eight Crazy somewhat prepared
for this.
I mean, how prepared do you need to be for this?
But like, but speaking before,
do you regret that time that you spent making this
before? Somewhat.
Before he gets that list, do you guys have any funny stories about being home alone, like in your house? And like,
I'm not gonna tell any stories like that. Like,
oh, is it
that wasn't even on the list?
Are they sexual in nature? Is that why? Okay, that
possibly.
I don't know.
It's not on the list. Could have taken a nap.
So movies.
Don't even mention Die Hard.
Die Hard is the best.
I've heard that's a controversial statement that Die Hard may or may not be.
I'm surprised you've been talking about Tim Allen lately.
It literally should not be. I do love the Santa Claus movies, except for the second one. But the first and third one are good.
I haven't seen the third. He's not in it, right?
Yeah.
He's in it?
Yes. And then
Santa Claus is in the third movie?
Oh, Jack Frost is Michael Keaton.
How would they do a Santa Claus movie without Santa Claus?
Totally different movie.
What? How does it do with Santa Claus movie without Santa Claus in it? You said one of them didn't have.
Did you know that if you kill Santa Claus, you become Santa Claus?
Oh, is that happening?
Have you ever tried to kill Santa Claus?
No. I do have like some memories of like a very large man like standing in the hallway light, casting his shadow into my room in the middle of the night. This didn't happen around Christmas though, so it might probably hadn't been Santa.
The shadow in the background of the morgue.
But that sounds pretty cool.
I heard somebody talking about Jingle All the Way the other day, and they were talking about switching up the roles, like if Phil Hartman had Arnold's role instead.
Like a dinner role.
Okay, wait. So Arnold is the mailman.
Is the mailman.
Phil Hartman.
Most men are male.
Is Arnold.
Is Arnold. And then
Sinbad is
the neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the doesn't matter. As long as Phil Hartman is the main character.
And Anakin is still Anakin.
Anakin is still Skywalking.
Okay.
There's a lot of jingling going on.
Yeah. Jingle balls.
Have you guys seen the second one with Larry the Cable Guy?
They made another one.
They made a jingle.
Yeah, with Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, shit. What's it called?
Jingle All the Way 2.
Is there like a extra title? You know, like through the colon?
I think it's just Jingle All the Way 2.
Okay.
They just got Cable Guy to do it, not an actor in the movie.
Yep.
Is that what happens?
He's really providing these yes ands. This is really good. Yeah.
Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Oh, Muppet's Christmas Carol was fucking rad.
That's great.
Still great.
Those are the two best ones.
What about Gremlins?
Gremlins, classic.
That's got a Furby in it.
Gremlins.
The story where Phoebe Cates talks about her dad dying in the chimney.
That sounds kind of sad.
That sounds hot.
It's one of the most bizarre.
I don't remember that part.
Don't remember that part?
Is that in Gremlins?
Like, it's been a couple of years since I've seen Gremlins. Yeah,
that's in Gremlins. Like,
sure it is.
They're holed up in the movie theater, and she's explaining why she doesn't like Christmas, and she says because her dad dressed up as Santa, and he gets like stuck in the chimney. They didn't realize
how I lost that part,
and then they found him dead in the chimney like a few days later.
That is terrifying. Yes. Why would you put that in a movie for children?
And they just don't like it's. He barely even addresses it.
That's why I don't remember it.
He's like, oh, sorry about that.
Sorry, I'm just your loving boyfriend or the fiancés or something.
That's pretty rough. Was he a big guy? Is that why he got stuck in the chimney?
I don't know. It doesn't show a flashback. It's just her telling the story.
Oh, that's
she didn't mention his girth.
Girth. Good word.
Pretty sad. I think every daughter should know it's her dad's girth.
So much light onto the man casting a shadow.
That's pretty funny. So, having a good time with you guys. Just want to thank you for joining me. But like, what kind of Christmas songs do you like? Because there's a lot of pretty good Christmas songs out there. Like, Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer. Mm-hmm. He's one of my personal favorites.
Why?
Because like, how would that happen? Is he on the roof when the reindeer land? Is that how it happened?
There's a lot of reindeer.
No, it specifically says grandma got
walking home.
As it being one of your favorite songs. I mean,
I do have to listen to it every time to remember it. But I remember it being my favorite. I don't necessarily remember why it's my favorite. It's like one of those implanted memories.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like most of the things you say.
Thank you.
How about them chipmunks, huh?
Oh, that's a good one. With the hula hoop. Were they in here just now?
Is it Patton Oswalt that does that joke about slowing it down?
Oh, and what it actually sounds like?
And it's like, yeah, it's just like three men just like singing. Me, I wanna. And then it gets to Dave Spartan. It's like, Elvin.
That's not very scary. Was that the point of the joke? That part was scary?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a demon.
How about Let It Snow, man? The implications.
Yeah. So I heard they don't really play that song very much anymore for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it perhaps people don't like snow anymore?
Are you talking about Baby It's Cold Outside?
Maybe It's Cold Outside. Is that another song that people don't play anymore?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, maybe.
That's the one that people say gives off like rapey vibes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a bad word.
We like to say not the hard A, just rappy. Yeah.
Or no touch. Is also a way you can say that. It doesn't offend the Delka ears. Listen, but did you mention a song?
I got a couple more.
Yeah.
How about For That Horny Christmas?
Thank you for participating, Memphis. I will repeat.
You know, when you get horny at Christmas, you just want to throw on some ACD and Mistress for Christmas.
Ooh, is that like Mrs. Claus? Let's just talk about.
I don't think so.
ACDC. Which do you prefer? AC or DC in that band?
All of it.
All of it.
You know, it has to be together.
You got to do it together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sticking with the Horn Dogs, Clarence Carter, Backdoor Santa.
Ooh, is that when you don't have a chimney and Santa just comes in the back door?
Supposedly, I guess.
And he gets like, maybe he gets some mud on his boots when he comes through.
I don't think it's that back door. I think it's just from behind.
Oh.
So I don't think it's necessarily muddy outside.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it past Clarence Carter. He's got some other songs that might suggest that.
Might suggest coming through the back door. So like when there is no chimney on a house, do you think that annoys Santa? Like, because, like, he's so used to coming down the chimney tonight.
That's why he doesn't give Christmas presents to the homeless.
Oh, that does make sense. That does make sense. But we should put chimneys on the homeless so they can get gifts.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
I'd say my favorite Christmas song is probably Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home.
Chris, who sings that one?
Darling Love. It's Phil Spector.
Phil Spector.
Oh, yeah.
Film Spector. Is that like a ghost?
Yep.
Is that what? Who was the singer again?
Darling Love.
Is that like a country singer? Because that sounded like a country singer name.
Nope.
Oh, is it?
R&B.
Is it kind of a sad song?
Yep.
Yep. Does it make you cry when you listen to it?
Nope.
You listen to it by yourself sometimes.
In your room?
Maybe on the drive home and think, man, this has been a long day. Staring at those highway lines, thinking about that Christmas song.
So I'm listening to it and thinking about it.
So like, you're thinking about it as it's playing. You're like, it's like a step ahead because the lyrics are in your head. But then the lyrics play on the radio. It's like, it's kind of like you're hearing it twice, but like in your head and then in your ears parts. So like, it's like double.
Is there a point? What are you asking? Are you asking if I listen to it by myself?
While you're driving down the road. That was the question, yes.
I think he just wants to picture you doing it. I listen to it. That makes it sound weird.
Whenever it comes on.
Okay. That's pretty good.
I was just kind of curious, you know, like J-Dog hasn't told us any of his favorites.
I just said, I
thought about asking and I was like, I don't really care.
Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer is one of my favorites.
Yeah, but you only named one song.
I also only named one song. I also really like the Sufjan Stevens Christmas album.
Who's that?
He's a singer.
Sufjan.
Yeah.
That's a pretty funny name.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like Soup John.
Sounds like what?
Sounds like Soup John.
Hey, John, soup's ready.
I also like Jingle Bells. Like
Batman Smells.
And One Horse Open Sleigh. Like, why wouldn't that be covered if there's like snow going around? Wouldn't you want to be in the more like covered sleigh? I don't know. Where do the bells come in? Is that on the horse?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. There's something about bells.
All right. That's okay. You don't. You don't have to answer that. That's fine.
We never talked about Joe Diffie.
Jeez. Joe Diffie. Who's that? Prop Me Up. Besides the jukebox. Is that guy?
Yeah.
He's dead.
When he dies, did they prop him up against the jukebox? And did they play his song on the jukebox when they
probably played Leroy the Redneck Reindeer if it was around Christmas?
Oh, how's that one go?
I don't know. Like, I sent you the video.
I don't have a phone.
How do you know Joe Diffie? Like, how do you know Joe Diffie?
I met him once.
He's just no fucking shit.
I wasn't aware he was dead, though.
You love wrestling.
Yes.
And you love The Rock, but you don't even know who he is. Yeah, you know
the big song that Joe Diffie is. Every redneck knows Joe Diffie, okay?
I'm pretty sure I know who The Rock is.
Is J-Dog a redneck?
Jeez, yeah.
I mean, sometime in the summertime when the sun hits it, I get a little red on my neck, but most of the time it's pretty multicultural back there.
That's a big word. You know, nobody talks about sleigh bells as a band for Christmas songs. It's going to be like one of those next argument bullshit.
Sleigh bells. What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? like Slayer, the band?
Band called Sleigh Bells.
Oh, I see. So what, like, what's something you guys wish for that you never got from Santa? Is there like one thing where you're like, man, I really wish Santa would have brought me that, but he didn't? Is there something? Is it over there? Is that where you're looking? Is that where the gift is?
I was burping and I didn't want to do it in the microphone.
Oh, that's very polite of you. Thank you. Is there nothing you wish for?
I got a couple things.
Okay. What's
it? You know, there was a time when I wanted my two front teeth.
Oh.
I didn't wish for them. I got those ones. There were two other teeth I wish I could have had, though.
did you take them from somebody?
Yeah, the cadaver.
That's so gross.
Not for him.
What else did you wish for?
I always thought it'd be cool to have a treehouse.
Treehouse?
Yeah. Yeah, I was really wanting a treehouse. I always wanted a power wheel.
I think we're still talking about Memphis.
I never had a power wheel. Wow.
Yeah, you just got bucked.
Oh, wow, Memphis. thanks for participating.
You kind of interrupted there. Well, kind of rude.
You're trying to participate now? we're still talking to Memphis.
Okay, all right. Well, John, you just said power drill, right?
Yeah, we're going
to really drill some holes.
Yeah, really wanted a power drill.
All right. Power, and a treehouse. Would you use the power drill to build a treehouse?
Yep.
What elevation of tree are we talking?
I want full Swiss Family Robinson, man. That'd be sweet.
Yeah. Right.
But
right.
I would just settle for a regular tree house.
That was in the mountains and stuff, right?
No, it was on the island, man. They landed on the island and had to create this awesome tree fort. If I ever start a cult, it's going to be like tree forts and we're going to be nomadic. It's going to be rad. You guys can join if you'd like.
It's like Tarzan. That's kind of what you're describing.
Kind of, yeah. If you want to join the cult, you got to bring two girls for every guy. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like they could do all the cooking, right? Am I right, guys?
I haven't thought that far ahead.
That was just a joke, guys. It's very insensitive to imply that women are only good for cooking.
Yeah, I was actually offended, to tell you the truth. I thought about just standing up and walking away.
That was a test. You passed the test. Thank you very much. But it just so happens that Santa Claus might be making an appearance here. Like, I think, oh, Oh, I see him knocking that door. Let me go see who's at the door.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
It's Santa.
Well, how's everyone doing? Huh? It's me, Santa.
Is this...
Hey, Santa.
Is this a character? I don't know what's happening.
It might be Crashmore. Let's see.
Unprofessional.
I heard some little boys want some gifts.
That kind of gift. I wish I had a camera on Milton this whole time.
Can you go, Santa, can you go stand in the doorway and we'll have J-Dog try to identify the shadow?
That would be helpful, actually.
Anyway, I've got a power drill in my bag.
Oh.
Just for you, little John. And what's this? A tree house.
Whoa.
Here you go.
I don't even have to sit on his lap.
Why is he getting the thing he actually asked for, and I'm getting the thing that J-Dog misunderstood me for?
Yeah, why is that thing?
J-Dog, you said this would only take like 5 minutes. Now we get $20 for it.
Yeah, Cameron Poe has some money. You need to go ask him about that.
Well, what did you really want? Besides a power drill.
I had set a power wheel.
Oh, what's that? Really?
You really don't know what a power wheel is?
It's like a little car or something, yeah, right? That you drive around.
Yeah, and it actually drove for you.
That's pretty cool. Thank you, Santa. You can just go upstairs and find Cameron Poe for the money.
Okay, I'm gonna go score some heroin.
Recently, I did see a Mercedes-Benz power wheel. I thought that was pretty cool because you could be like a kid and like driving like a really cool car, and like people could think you have money and stuff, even though you're a kid and you don't have money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is that kind of just feeling you were going for with your power wheel?
Yeah.
You don't look very happy talking about Christmas. It's kind of make me sad.
Is Milton a Scrooge?
I think he is. Are you part Grinch?
Yeah. Well, you know, spending, you know, my first Christmas apart from my kids.
Oh man.
It's kind of
it's getting real.
Forcing me to do this.
This podcast.
Anyway, talk to J-Dog.
Well, you can always stay with J-Dog for Christmas. That's what he said.
I wasn't aware you were with child.
I'll be with my kids on Christmas.
Oh, that's good. Right. What kind of presents are you getting them?
I don't know.
You don't know yet. Okay. I bet it's going to be really nice, though. Yeah. Huh?
Very good.
Very nice present from Dad.
Oh, yeah.
That's the feel-good vibe we're going for on this prison special.
Did you say prison special? Prison. That's what I thought I heard.
Christmas.
Okay.
Special.
Yeah, speaking of the mic there.
Okay. I'm trying my best here, guys. You kind of beat me up a little bit, but...
I wish I could actually beat you up.
Okay, well, I think that's been long enough talking to you guys, because I think you may be kind of fed up with me right now. So I'll just say thank you, everybody, for listening to J-Dog's Christmas special where we talk about Christmas. And actually, I do have my own show called J-Dog's Call-In Show where I talk to people. You can find that on Anchor. And be sure to tune in next week for the rest of the Riffs on Rock series. What are you guys doing again?
I don't know. Why don't you give them the full name of your podcast? There's a lot of G's in there that most people...
Yes. It's anchor.fm/J-D-O-G-G-Z-Z. That's anchor.fm/J-D-O-G-G-Z. That's 14.
No way. No one's going to understand what the f*** you're saying.
I think people understood pretty good, but we'll see you guys next time. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and What's the other one? Kwanzaa, Happy Zat, and was it Ramadan? Is that one? Basically, if you were celebrating something happy, do that. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Oh, thank you.